When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome back to the Potted Together podcast. My name is Adam and I am joined by my co-hosts Nicole and Becca. Hello guys.
Hello.
I know the audience can't see it now, but Becca's bangs have gotten long enough that she has fully pulled them back, and I am seeing full forehead,
which is something
I haven't seen in a while.
Full forehead, girl.
Serving the full forehead.
Yeah, there's... Listen, I almost broke. This is how long they are. Like, They hit my eyelashes, my eyelash line now, but... Basically, the thing is, last night I almost broke because I saw someone on TikTok with hair like mine with bangs, and I was like, okay, I'll trim them. It's fine. Like, we'll just forget about this. But then I was like, no, Becca, like, let's just try something new. You can always trim it again. So, yeah, my microphone almost fell. Yeah, I'm in the process of growing them out. It's tedious, isn't it? Growing your hair out.
Yeah.
Right. You guys are both frozen. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you froze for a bit, but now you're kind of back.
Yeah, you're back. You're fuzzy back. Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
So are we going to bring back the, like, middle school Christina Perry jar of hearts sideswept?
Jar of hearts?
Poofy bang. I mean, I feel like it needs to happen as you're growing them out, but not, like, as a consistent look.
Okay, so when they get to that point, I will... style them that way and take a photo for you so that you okay. can have that, and you will be the only one that has that. I had that hairstyle in middle school and my hair is curly. Like, okay, no, I shouldn't say that. My hair is wavy when it's short. Yeah. And so I had like a full on like S in my bangs, you know?
Wow. Yes.
It was bad. And I didn't know how to fix it. I didn't know that I could blow dry my bangs dry and that wouldn't happen. Yikes. So
yeah, I mean, I feel like we have to recreate that photo just so you can put it side by side.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the other night when I texted you trying to find that specific spot in one of your videos, which, by the way, your AdSense might be increased this month because literally watched so many of your videos over again, still didn't find it. But I was trying to find it for that TikTok trend where people are like, show me a video that lives in your head rent-free. And then I was going to just have you saying, like, accept that one. I hate that one.
I must have been... Maybe it was my plants I'm sentimental about. Gosh, what video was that? Because I was looking back at all of the backgrounds of my videos. And I couldn't... Like, I watched all the videos with that background, with the plant in that in the background. And I could not find it.
You did a lot of videos in there, though. Like, with that setup, so you kind of...
Well, yeah, but the funny thing is, when I was going through, like, each individual video, like, the amount of times you rearranged the plants behind you, I was like, geez, can the Altissima just stay there? Like, what the heck? Now the Syngonium's there, and I was like, well, fiddly figs back.
That was a consistent thing. Like, I would switch out plants, because I wanted to make it interesting. That was really the only place that I could film in that house, that apartment, that wasn't, like... weird. It was like such good lighting.
Yeah.
So, yeah. There was a lot of that. Okay, I'm really suspicious that I might have figured out what video it was in, because I know that I was talking about how I love all of my plants. Like, I said, yeah. I love all of my plants except that one.
That's exactly how it went.
So, I think it might have been the plants I'm sentimental about video.
Okay.
I have right now. So while I'm doing that, tell me, like, let's do our update. So how was your guys' week?
Go ahead, Adam.
Well, you know, nothing to report. It's been pretty chill. Yeah. It's been a boring week. I started watching Game of Thrones over again. And it's one of those things that, like, I'm trying to get Steve excited about watching it because I love it so much. Mm-hmm. And, you know, usually when you're in that situation, the other person just won't love it as much as you. So, I mean, he's tolerating it. Maybe the love will start, but that's been my excitement, Game of Thrones.
I have not. Maybe I should start Game of Thrones because I've never seen it. I've never watched like 1 second of it.
Oh my gosh, it's so good.
Nicole, you would like it.
Yeah.
For sure, you would like it.
Okay, mm-hmm. I might have to try that. Same here, man, nothing. Like, I got nothing.
Not true. You made some donuts over on Nicole's Clean Kitchen.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, that's
which
Nicole's Clean Kitchen
looks so good.
Okay, so we have an air fryer, a Ninja air fryer, and it came with a cookbook, like with just a few recipes in it. And Mia looked it up and she was like, oh, there's got to be a, like, it just says like to fry them and like to put them in there. And she's like, there's got to be a better recipe online. So she looks on Pinterest and she finds this one. It was all her. It wasn't me. I was like, I'm stealing this idea for my Instagram. But
okay, was it her arms in there too? Because yeah. I was like, I don't. Okay, I was like, I don't ever recall seeing Nicole wear a poofy pink sweater.
Oh, no. Yeah, that was her. Yeah, so she did it. So she's like, I'm making donuts. Do you want to record me? You know, because she's like, don't get my face.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, love she's that. A total teenager now. She used to love being in my videos, but yeah, so she looked it up on Pinterest. I mean, it's so easy, but a lot of people have never tried it before, and we just got the air fryer, so we're trying a bunch of new stuff in it, you know.
Yeah.
But I was
so it really
shook at
tasted
how...
like Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, it really like I was shook at how much it tastes like a donut. So weird.
Part of me was like, ooh, I want to make a whole bunch of those and like just donut holes. So yes. Just like roll them into balls.
Yeah.
And then yum.
Yeah. Someone asked me if they could do them with like the crescent rolls. I was like, you could do it with any Pillsbury dough, like anyone. We like to get the flakier one just because it like has more layers to it. But you could do it with anything. So yummy. Mm. So yeah, that's the highlight of my week. It was my mom's birthday on Monday. Mama Clean
Happy
Leaves.
Happy birthday, Mama Clean Leaves.
Yeah.
I didn't wish her, I didn't see it on Facebook. I didn't wish her a happy birthday. Although, to be honest, I rarely check Facebook.
Oh, I'm never on, I didn't wish her happy birthday anywhere except for in a text message. No. I'm never, ever on Facebook. I actually intentionally deleted the app from my phone just because I don't like Facebook. I don't have any real reason. I just don't like it. Instagram is just so much easier. But yeah. What about you, Becky?
Yeah, how was your week?
It's been I feel like the weeks have been so mundane. Like, I just have nothing to report on. Like, nothing exciting has really happened. I watered the Adansonii tree for the first time. And that happened 2 days ago. And it's just, it was an adventure.
It was an adventure. It barely fit in that shower.
Yeah, it barely fit in my house. Like, my sunroom is the only room that plant can fit in because the ceilings are so low in the lower section of my house. I think maybe they're like 8 feet ceilings, and the plant hit the ceiling. So it's definitely 8 feet tall, if not taller. So, yeah, it was pretty interesting, an adventure. But literally, like, that's so embarrassing. That's the only thing that's happened.
We live such interesting lives.
I know. I've been playing Animal Crossing. Oh, wait. I can talk about my ribs. You guys remember my rib situation?
Was it last week's episode or 2 episodes ago where we talked about... It was a couple episodes ago from when you're hearing this one, but Becca was out, you know, being Becky Homestead, chopping some wood.
De La Homestead.
That's right. De La Homesteader. Well, basically what happened is I thought I was going to die. No, just kidding. But I thought something was really wrong with my lungs. Like, first of all, I thought I had COVID, which I was like, no, like there's no way. I live the most isolated life. I went to Kansas City for one day and I was like, this is what I get. Like, this is literally what I get. If I have COVID right now, this is what I get. Again, haven't left my house in probably since November to do anything significant. So I was like, there's just no way that it's COVID. Like, there's just no way. It's something else. So I was talking to my friend who's a paramedic, and basically she was just saying to me, like, I think that it's like your muscles around your ribs are just really inflamed. So your body, it's just tightened. So it feels like you can't breathe. Because basically what was happening is I couldn't inhale without it, like, really, really hurting. Like, it felt kind of like bronchitis, but I wasn't congested at all. So it was just really difficult for me to breathe. Like, if I sneezed or if I yawned, it was so painful. And so I ended up going to the doctor to just check. And first of all, I also thought I was pregnant because I was suddenly short of breath. I'm not pregnant. Thank God. I'm just not ready for that yet. But yeah, so all good there. But basically, the doctor was like, okay, well, I don't hear anything in your lungs. Like, there's nothing going on. He's like, I really don't think it's COVID. I think it has more to do with, you know, recent physical activity. Basically, he said, you're really out of shape. And your body just isn't used to that. And like, he said it way nicer than that. But like, that's basically what it was. Like, I haven't worked out in a couple of months. And then I suddenly was chopping wood and I started working out again. And then my body was like, oh, nope, nope, nope. Constrict the breathing so she stops. So.
I know you text us and you're like, I mean, I did that one workout Monday morning.
I did a single
and now
ab
I can't
workout.
Breathe.
Very cool. And that's why it happened.
So your friend that's a paramedic, you texted them about your day of bowel movements because you were concerned. And then you texted them about your ribs. Like, how often do you send her a text message asking about your health?
Those are the only two times, and probably the only two times I ever will, because I know how annoying that probably is, like, to get free advice, like, to give free advice from your friends. Like, I'm fully aware that's two podcasts in a row, probably, where I've it was a few podcasts ago. Yeah. Anyway, it's been a little bit of a weird couple of weeks, so I was concerned about my health. Okay.
Back in the day when we lived in Nebraska, my mom was on the rescue squad, so she was a paramedic, but it was a volunteer. So, like, but for the longest time growing up, she was like the captain of the rescue squad. And again, it's a small town, volunteer, so they all had pagers, and when they went off, like, she would take off running and like driving, speeding to get to the ambulance to like go help or whatever. But when I bent over, when I was taking that picture on my early Instagram where I stabbed myself in the eyeball a support stake. Mm. And then, okay, so it hurt, this is kind of gross. And I was like covering it, and then I went into the bathroom and I like had tears of like blood, and I was like, oh no. So the first thing I did was call my mom, and I was like, Mom, what should I do? Because I was like, she'll know. She was a paramedic. I mean, growing up, we had books all over the house about like, you know, the paramedic books are very graphic, and I would always look through them. Like, so I know what to do if you have a pencil stab through your eyeball. Like, I know exactly what to process to keep it safe and secure to get to the hospital.
Your eye?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
If it comes out with the pencil?
No. But, like, if you get a pencil stabbed in your eye, then you're supposed to kind of put a cup around it to kind of keep it secure.
Like, don't pull it out.
Until you get to the hospital. Yeah.
Oh. I remember that picture of your eye. It was really bad.
It could have been so much worse. Be careful when you're bending down around your plants.
It didn't damage your eye.
No, there was a wood chunk in there that someone had to get out, the eye doctor, but as far as it didn't do much damage.
Oh, you got lucky.
It just looked real gruesome.
It did.
Yeah, that when you posted the photo, like, there are things that in my life that I just imagine over and over again. It's like reoccurring. I think I told you that, Adam. Like, I picture your eye just randomly it'll pop up in my head. Like, we weren't even good friends then, but I remember seeing it, and like even today, like when I see a steak or anything, I think of your eye and I'm good, like
yeah, it was pretty gnarly.
Yeah.
Okay, shall we get into the episode today?
Let's do it.
I don't know. You both just yawned at the same time.
I know.
I apologize.
Okay, so this is funny, but when I was younger, so I was in high school band, love band, played the trumpet, but our school was small. So our band room was, we had a lot of kids in band because unlike most schools, like the band at my high school was the only thing that ever won awards. Like we won parade awards, we won all of those. And a lot of the times, it wasn't like the band nerds because it's a small school. So like everyone was just in band. But your yawning reminded me, I used to yawn and then I would look because it was kind of a U-shaped room. And then I would look around to watch like the popcorn of yawns because they always say yawns are contagious.
Yeah, they're so
and I would
contagious.
Just like, yeah, it did. It worked.
I saw her yawn and instantly, I was telling Adam before you got on, Becca, that I woke up at 9 a.m. today. That is so late for me, and I'm still tired. Like, that's why I don't like to sleep in, because I feel like I can't catch up throughout the day. No amount of coffee, you know?
No amount of coffee. Mm-hmm. Just eat some nuts and berries, and you'll get your energy back.
I have blueberries. We'll go with that, nuts and berries.
That's what I do, nuts and berries. If I'm ever feeling low energy, I grab some nuts, not like human. Ew. Okay, I'm sorry. I just
You run outside and you're like, "Hey there, Mr. Squirrel. Can I borrow those nuts?"
I just keep nuts in the pantry to snack on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're so healthy.
I'm not.
You know what
I realize
here to
that
snack on? Chocolate-covered raisins. It's about as healthy as
which
it gets.
Which is so good
around here. They're so good.
So good. Yeah. No, I'm not in shape or healthy because of what happened to me last week, which was a wake-up call. So moving on to the topic.
I can promise you that same thing would have happened to me if I would have tried to chop wood. I probably would have broke a rib if I tried to chop wood. So don't feel bad.
Yeah.
I mean, I threw my back out once just trying to wipe my butt, so... This is old age for you.
What?
Welcome to your 30s.
You know how I like consistently throw my back out? I had an injury in college when I was playing volleyball. And from that point on, at least twice a year, I throw my back out somehow. But one time, it was recent. I think since I lived in Arizona, I was just turning to wipe and literally just threw my back out. And I'm just like, it's the worst.
Did you complete the action or did you just hop in the shower?
Yeah, no, I completed the action, and then I just cried for a bit.
Oh, my God.
That is true, though. My mom had back surgery when she was 29. She had a slip disc, and I have a bad back, too. When I was pregnant, it was freaking horrible. And you'd be surprised, like, tying your shoe, putting your pants on. Like, you could throw your back out doing absolutely anything. Sleeping. Yeah. I'm telling you, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mom, for that back jeans.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Mom.
Sorry.
Oh, my gosh. I slept last night for, like, 9 hours. Like, solid. I went to sleep at, like, 11, woke up at 8:30.
Oh, nice.
I was dead to the world. I got woken up to Daniel, and I don't know if he's doing it passive-aggressively, but he closed the drawer on the, you know, our drawers. On the dresser, that's what it's called. And as soon as he closed it, it made a sound. My eyes opened up right away, and I looked at him, and he looked at me, and I was like, what time is it? So I don't know if he was, like, upset that I was still asleep. I don't know. So he was like, I'm going to wake her up. You know how you do, like, petty things in a relationship, and it's, like, so dumb?
Yeah.
I don't know if he was being petty. He probably was not being petty. He is not a petty person. I'm petty. And I would do something like that just to be like, you said you weren't going to nap today. So I just came in really loud because you said you weren't napping.
That's funny. Okay. Today's episode, we asked, is a crowdsourced episode, which honestly are my favorite ones that we do. And so over on our Instagram @PoddedTogether, We asked you all for true or false questions about plants and personal, although I'm slightly disappointed in the lack of personal questions we were asked. And by lack of, I mean none. I don't think there is a single personal question that someone asked any of us.
No. Right? We were, like, Adam maybe and I, one. And maybe Nicole, we were, like, hoping to get roasted. Like, bring it on. Those, because that's so funny. And no one said anything even closely roast-worthy.
Yeah, no. That would have been fun. I would have been up for that.
So we got a bunch of true or false questions about plants, which I'm going to try to pull up right now. But yeah, make sure you're following us over on Instagram at Potted Together so you can be included in future episodes where we do these crowdsourced topics, because honestly, like I said, they're kind of my favorite and it really kind of gets us all chatting together. Should I just like pick random ones?
Yes.
Yeah.
Radio host Adam. Okay.
I just like my lines of my audio aren't very loud, and I know that I have I mumble a lot, so I'm always concerned that people aren't going to hear me.
When I was editing the video that we just put up on our channel, I had to increase your volume because it was like me, and I was like, "Hi everybody," and then you were like, "Hi everyone, so today we're gonna blah blah blah," and then Nicole, "Hi everybody, so blah blah blah."
Yeah, everyone always tells me that my voice is relaxing, and I'm like, well, should I be offended by that? Like,
no.
No.
I'm not going to. No, it's not chaotic. It's nice and relaxing, and you could read meditations, and people would probably love it. But I did have to increase your volume, because it was just, like, very, not in a bad way, hey. But it was so funny, because Nicole and I were, like, up here, and yours was just steady. Steady Freddy.
Okay, so the first question, first true-false question, liking Hoya is like being in a cult. True or false?
False.
I think false. Okay, listen. If I had to think about it. Like, okay, the thing about Hoya is like, you love Hoya or you don't. So I suppose in that sense, yes, but there's no leader. The whole point of a cult is for there to be a leader that, like, true, convinces you. So if there was... I'm sorry. Don't know what's happening.
It's the lungs.
You need a drink of water?
I don't have any, so... Oh, well. I think in my mind, I get the sentiment. I totally do. But there isn't a leader. There isn't this one person who's like, everyone should get a Hoya, and here's why. I feel like there's possibly a lot of cult leaders for Hoya. I don't know.
True, yeah, you really false. You boiled it down to like semantics there, because you're right. For a cult, there needs to be like someone in charge, and there's not, so...
And there needs to be rituals. Like, there's rituals in cults, too. And, like, there's no specific ritual with Hoya specifically.
Speak for yourself.
I was going to say, like, the rituals could be, like, specific care just for Hoyas. Like, the orchid fertilizer. I mean, in a way, like, yes. Because, like, when you love Hoyas, you really love them. And, like, when you're in a cult, you're, like, in it. You're giving them all your money.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Well, I am giving Hoya all my money. But I'm trying to think of when it flipped. Because when I started collecting plants, you know, like, Pilea peperomioides was, like, the it plant that you could never find. Monstera was kind of hard to find. Mm-hmm. And, well, for my location where I was. And then it's like everyone was so obsessed with aroids. They were obsessed with like the philodendron pink princess and all the philodendron, which I think that people still are, and they're still beautiful plants. But there was like a switch where people were like, we've been sleeping on Hoyas and now that's all we want. Or maybe I was just not paying attention. I don't know. But it just doesn't seem like when I started or when we all started that Hoya were like the plant that everyone was after.
Yeah.
Next true or false question. There are debunked plant tips that you still use regardless of popular opinion. And then we're just going to use the IE that this person put in, but misting plants, whether it's for humidity or what have you. And we've got a lot of, like, true or false, misting plants helps raise humidity, so I guess we can just bundle those all together.
Okay. Yeah.
And we talked about this in last week's episode. Well, yeah, the episode that's coming out while we're recording this, we talked about misting plants.
Yeah.
In that.
Wait, so what's the question? What's the true-false question?
The true-false question is saying there are debunked plant tips that you still use regardless of popular opinion. Mm. So we still mist our plants regardless of people saying it doesn't do anything.
Okay. For me, that's false. I can't think of any that I do that I know doesn't work.
Yeah, No, okay, so one that we talked about last week was the hydrogen peroxide thing, you know? I would still do that. Because I know that it works, but it's not going to, I don't know. Misting, no, I don't still mist, but I'm sure that there are, like, quote unquote plant myths that I still, like, because it works for me, but I don't know. This is hard.
This one is a hard one. I'm going to say false, too. Like, if there's something that's, like, backed with data, like, I did used to mist my plants, mm-hmm. and then when everyone's like, because I was always like, this is how I get humidity. And then when that was like, no, good try, but no. That's how you'll spread fungal infection and bacteria. Oh, but
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think if there's good data to provide, like, I definitely would follow the data. But, yeah, I'll say false on that one. True or false? Moss poles are ugly.
Ooh.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say true.
Yeah,
I think they're ugly.
I think that they're ugly too. However, someone sent me a text message just earlier today because I was looking in my last video. I was talking about how I need to find a moss pole that's not going to rust or rot in my pot, like LECA or soil. And she made one out of wire and LECA. Like, it was a LECA moss pole, so there was LECA, like, in the inside. And that looked pretty cool. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, that looked pretty cool. But I think it's ugly when you have, like, your plants. You're trying to give off this nice aesthetic, and there's just these big-ass poles, like, in the middle of your plant, you know?
Yeah, I'm going to say true there, too, because moss poles just... They just ain't it, sis. They just mm-hmm. ain't it. Mm-hmm. Although they're like a necessity for yeah. your climbing plants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, there's alternatives now, like trellises, like cool and fun shaped trellises, which I'm dabbling in more now. But I kind of just want to get away from moss poles. I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you feel Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was going to change topic.
Oh, okay. I was just going to say, do you feel that plants would still benefit, though, as much from a trellis than from a moss pole? Because I feel like they want to get their aerial roots in there, and they can't really do that with a trellis.
That's what I was going to talk about.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Did I sound like that?
No.
Because that's a thing, true or false, like plants have to penetrate the moss pole to attach. And I'm going to say false because, as we've all seen in some of the plants that are like, well, Becca's tree that she just got, the Adansonia, I'm sure that's just a plank of wood. That's not like a huge moss pole where the roots are going into moss, are they?
Right. No, it's like attached itself along and it's made... mini roots that just attached itself, so it's not in the wood.
And I've seen that happen on cement, and I've seen that right. happen. So I think that as long as you're providing enough humidity to those aerial roots to grow, then I think that regardless of what they're on, it will function and serve its purpose personally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, next yeah. true or false question. Oh, sorry. Is there a lag again?
A little bit.
Probably.
Okay, true or false? Sansevieria are all Dracaena now.
True.
Yeah, true.
It's true. It doesn't mean we have to like it, but it's true.
Yeah, true.
True and unfortunately so. I've talked to a lot of people in the industry who are like, this is so dumb. It doesn't make any sense, but that's what it is. So we're just going to go with it.
Yeah, we'll follow the experts. Okay. spider mites are just devil dandruff.
True.
Said that.
Our friend, Fox Moth Shop.
I knew it.
That is so funny. Obviously, that's false, because, I mean, it could be true. I don't know. But no, false. But yeah. That's hilarious.
It's a good name for them. Devil's Dandruff.
Yeah. Ugh.
True or false? When choosing a new house, natural light takes precedence over everything else.
True.
Okay, having just gone through the house buying process, I would say kind of true. It depends, because this is something that I'm learning. Like, windows are very expensive to, you know, like, oh, it's like for me, it's not a hard true or false. Like,
yeah.
Of course you want the natural light. That's so important. And like, if a house only has north windows, I'm not going to be interested in it. But the thing is, like, when the house has a ton of windows, and if you ever have to replace those windows, that's so much money. Literally, yeah. So much money. So I don't know. That's something I never really considered before. But as long as it's not all north windows, I'll probably be okay. And make it work.
I'm on the same page as you. I think that, like, if there were two houses that on every level were equal, but one of them had better natural light, I would for sure lean towards that one.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That's different than what I used. I think 3 years ago, I wouldn't even have, like, paid attention to the windows. No. But now I would, for sure.
Yeah, me neither. It being in the, like, we're looking for a house right now. We have, obviously, I guess I could say that that's false, even though I said true, because it doesn't take precedent over everything else. Like, obviously, we need a certain amount of bedrooms. We need a certain amount of bathrooms for 7 people, you know? But, if the house has, like, small windows, old windows, no windows, that's going to be a no-go, you know? It's going to be, like, that's a big downfall. Let's see something else, you know, type thing.
Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah, it is hard. I was just going to say, I think we can all say that we consciously pay attention to what windows are in, like, a house that we're looking for now.
Yeah. And I think that I would be perhaps more likely to, like, say no to a house because it didn't have, like, the perfect lighting if I was renting and, like, I wasn't locked in into a mortgage, you know? Mm-hmm. There's not as much to consider. Like, you're not responsible for those windows. You're not responsible for a lot of things. Like, when I was renting, I was definitely more aware. Not that I wasn't this time, but, you know,
it's good that you brought that up, though, like, how costly windows are, because, you know, it's one of the things my mom said. She's like, you know, we have to make sure that it has a newer roof and newer windows, because for the size of the house that it's going to be, she's like, that would be a lot of money to fix, you know? So that definitely makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I just went through it. Like, we have to replace the windows in our house, and we have big picture windows, 3 of them, which are so gorgeous. I love them, but it is so expensive.
Yeah.
I know. I'm happy, but, like, at the same time, that's, like, thousands and thousands of dollars. So, I don't know. Just something to consider. Maybe I didn't think about it before, and now I do. So, yeah.
Okay. True or false? Sun and maturity of the plant are the only factors that cause fenestrations/midrib fenestrations/holes, etc.
Lighting. They're saying
sun and maturity. I'm gonna say false. I think maturity definitely causes fenestrations, but I don't think the sun has any factor to do with it.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say false too, because I've had a monstera pulled pretty far away from a window, and I've gotten new leaves that had fenestrations even. So, I mean, it was a pretty mature plant, but yeah, I'm gonna say false.
Yeah. Really? I would have said true.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I feel like light has a lot to do with it, personally. If it's not getting adequate light, it's not going to be putting out substantial leaves because it can't. It doesn't have the energy.
Okay. True. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, and to that, like, mine doesn't have gigantic leaves on it either. But, like, if we're talking about, like, any fenestrations, it has gotten leaves with fenestrations on it. You know, they're just not, like, big, gigantic, you know, beautiful leaves.
I'm walking back my false now because my friend Jessica, sorry to put you on blast here, Jessica, but I gave her a Monstera that was pretty far away from a light source, and it put out a new leaf, and it was just the most pathetic looking leaf ever. It was just like limp and unfenestrated. So yeah, maybe the lighting does play a factor in it. So I'm walking that back.
Yeah. I think because the fenestrations will happen as the leaves get bigger and bigger. Obviously, like a tiny, tiny Monstera leaf isn't going to be fenestrated. So I don't know. That's just what I think. But hey.
But the question was, are those the only factors, right?
Yeah, that is. Oh,
okay. So false then, because there's also like the nutrient availability. Like, is it getting all of it, the nutrients it needs to even be able to make new leaves?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. True. So it's true, it's false.
True, it's false.
It's true that that is a false statement.
Did you guys see that about like Midwesterns? It was a meme and it was like, how all Midwesterns talk, and they're like, oh yeah, no, I totally agree. Like, it's like, yeah, no, 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 yeah, yeah, I no, feel like oh, for oh. sure.
Oh, okay, let me scooch on by you.
Ope. Oh my God. Daniel still doesn't think he does that. I'm like, let me record you saying it really quick.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, what's next?
What's next? Okay. True or false? I saw a TikTok. Well, okay, well, this part isn't true, but this person said, I saw a TikTok that said you should shake your plants. Is this beneficial? True or false?
True.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is true.
And I think, I mean, so the shaking them is to simulate wind, which causes them to create a sturdier base. Not that I'm saying you should walk around shaking your plants every day, but Becca and I actually witnessed this in real life because we went to the biodome too, and there's huge, large matrees there, and then matrees. There's large matrees. Large mature trees. But there was like...
Wait, you know how someone...
matrees hurt.
How someone says like, milord, milady.
Yeah. I don't know what the trees were, though. Maybe it was bamboo, even. But they were all just, like, full-on limp and could not sustain, like, high growth. Like, they were just falling over. And it was because they weren't... What is the word I'm looking for?
They didn't have any storms.
They were never presented with wind. Mm-hmm. They never experienced wind. So,
yeah, because when you think sturdy. About... trees in the rainforest, like it rains every day in the rainforest, and they experience storms in the rainforest, and they have to, like, the reason they get that tall and that mature is because of that, like, you know, otherwise they wouldn't be, they'd be these little tiny little, they wouldn't be able to live there.
Yeah, they just lack a certain compound that trees in the wild would have. And yeah, so that's definitely, like, scientifically proven and observed in lots of environments, especially, like, a biosphere or domes, botanical gardens. So, yeah, I don't know, how long you should shake them for, like, to really, like, strengthen the trunk. Like, I don't know what that would look like, but, yeah, I mean, it wouldn't hurt.
I'm surprised at the biodome, too, that they didn't have, like, any type of wind stimulation in there.
Yeah, I think
stimulation.
I think it would take a lot of energy to produce that. Because it's huge. It's a massive building.
Yeah.
And I think that it would just take a ton of energy to do that. That's what I'm thinking. But wind power, like, you could... I don't think that you can collect wind power and use it over again. Like, you could collect wind power and then use it to power a fan. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm confusing myself.
Okay, true or false? ZZ plants show their bulb when they are thirsty.
I don't know this answer.
I don't think that it depends on how your soil level more than anything. If the bulb shows, it's not going to like show its butt to you and be like, I'm thirsty.
Yeah.
It's not going to pop up from the soil.
I mean, I know other people that will do that, but not ZZ plants.
I saw this question, but I didn't really understand, like, what they meant by that. Like, the bulb under the soil, or, like...
ZZs have, like, their bulb growing.
Right.
And so I think that, I mean, it's false, like Becca said. It depends on where your soil level is, because, you know, those bulbs will grow bigger, so they might grow and protrude above the soil, but that's basically where the ZZ plants store their water. Mm-hmm. Like a camel's hump in their back. So basically that's why they don't ever really, you could ignore them for months and they'll be fine. But mm-hmm. I don't think viewing or seeing the bulb is any indication of the plant's needs at all. Maybe other than repotting.
Yeah, probably repotting. And like, I've seen the bulb when it's thirsty and it actually just like shrivels up. So I would assume it would just get smaller. So less visible, if anything.
Yeah.
It looks like a brain. It's gross.
Yeah, they're weird. Did it look like a scrotum when it was shriveled up?
Honestly, yeah. Like, let me be honest. Yeah, it looked like a set of balls.
Scrot. Oh. Okay, true or false? Plant prices have made plants and or plant shopping less enjoyable these days.
I'm going to say...
That's true for me.
Yeah. I'm going to say false just because I haven't been actively plant shopping, but I'm wondering if that's going to be true for me, like, once spring comes and we're able to actually go out again.
I feel like true and false, because, well, a lot of the plants that I've been buying lately have been common plants that aren't expensive. They weren't even expensive before, and I don't, you know what I mean? They're not, like, quote-unquote rare or in short supply. So in that regard, it hasn't changed anything for me. But at the same time, like, when I'm looking for a wish list plant, you know, I'm now expected to drop, like, possibly $200 to $300 on one small wish list plant. So common plants remain accessible in price, I think. Maybe they might have gotten a little bit more expensive, but, you know, dollars. But those harder to find plants, like, let's say, like, Philodendron Glorious, you know, like, Crosses, Melanochrysum, those ones I feel have really jumped quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The more collector, quote unquote collector plant. And I'm not trying to sound pretentious, but you know what I mean? You want a few of these, or at least I do. And I don't really feel like I can buy them anymore because they're $200+ for like two leaves. And I just don't know.
Yeah, I think it's less enjoyable for me just because it's akin to buying a car in my mind. Like, I just want to make sure I'm getting a good deal and I'm not getting, you know, screwed over. And I just feel like with some of those like hard to find plants out there, you know, you just want to make sure that the seller is, I don't know. I just want to make sure that I'm not getting screwed over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
No, yeah, that makes sense. I feel like before we really didn't have to think about it as much.
Okay, true or false? Plants know when you love them.
Oh. Non-scientifically, I'd say true. I've been shit-talking my Pastazanum for weeks now, and it's just dying. So it knows I have beef with it.
I don't know. Part of me, like, okay, I read a book that basically is about, like, plant life and consciousness. We read it for my book club, actually.
Yeah.
And that book made me kind of feel like maybe plants have consciousness and, like, understand what's happening to a certain extent. But then the part of me that's, like, way more logical is, like, no, it's a plant. So I honestly don't know. I don't think I can give an answer.
I mean, if this is true, then I'm going to be pissed at those plants that I loved dearly that were just like, screw you, I'm rotting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, if the consciousness thing is true, that makes propagating seem a lot more evil to me. If they just know that you're just like cutting them up.
Snip.
Like,
ah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's hard. It's hard to say. I feel like, all right, false. I don't think that they can tell.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my
You
answer.
Know, there was that meme that was like traveling around for a while that had, I think it was a peace lilies, but two plants in boxes. And one of them people just were mean to. They would like say mean things into it. And it was like wilting. And I'm like, okay, well, I don't know how true this is because I wasn't like watching the scientific data of like if that's, but I remember seeing that. That's sticking out of my head.
That's pretty much like they did an experiment like that in the book we read too, Becca. Where, like, they tested it on plants. Yeah. I don't know. I do talk to my plants, admittedly. I do. But I don't know. I don't think that they have feelings.
Okay, true or false? You are tempted to help, air quotes, help, unfurling leaves.
Oh, true.
So true.
Just want to pick that thing out of there, you know?
Yeah, it's become more true for me. But instead of, like, using my hands, I just mist it, like, 7 times in a day, and it'll usually lubricate it very well. But I have, on occasion, used my hands, and it hasn't hurt the plant yet, so I'm kind of, I need to be careful.
I've broke a couple leaves doing it.
Just yesterday, I got an ad on my phone for Astroglide after we spoke about it. Last episode,
our phones are listening to
where
us.
I was like, I wonder if you could use lube on a plant to
and
help.
And then you
it.
Got an ad for it.
Yeah, Astroglide specifically, which is what I mentioned, which is never used it, but whatever.
So creepy.
They just know. They just know.
They do know.
Yikes.
I personally have broken off many of philodendron leaves by trying to help them. So
yeah,
and I still continue to do it, but I like. Now I think I wait until a more further state of maturity with the leaf. Before, I think I was like trying at when the leaf was very soft and new and I was like trying to rip it from its case. so now I wait a little bit more, but I still do it. I can't help it.
It's just like such a slow process with some philodendron. My royal queen has like 3 babies popping out and they're all like, meh, like stuck. And I do the misting, too, and I put, a warm cloth on them. Sometimes it just doesn't help, so I got to get in there, you know?
True or false, you have never regretted your plant collection. Okay, is that worded? Okay, well, let's just say it like this. True or false, you regret your plant collection.
False.
False.
Yeah, that's a false for me, too.
I cannot even imagine my house without plants in it. Not for a second.
I don't know what I would do. I feel like even if I wasn't the person I am with plants, I would still have 3 or 4.
Right, right. Like if we didn't have YouTube channels anymore, I think we'd still own plants.
For sure, right. Yeah. And it wouldn't be as extreme because it's fun now. It's become this big thing. But even if I wasn't a plant person, I would still have a plant. Mm-hmm. Even a fake one.
Yeah, I mean, even through, like, pest outbreaks, I haven't regretted... Maybe I've regretted the amount of plants I had, or maybe the placement of said plants, but I've never regretted having a large plant collection ever.
I might regret it when I have to move with them. Circle back.
Also, the new White House correspondent, the White House press secretary, which I don't
ginger?
Know...
Ginger? She's a ginger?
Jennifer.
Jennifer
Psaki.
The ginger.
Jen Psaki. She says, I'm going to circle back to that all the time. And I was like, okay, she's my spirit animal. And
I like her, actually.
Like, I'm at this stage in my life where I'm watching the daily press briefings. Like, when, who have I become?
But who are you?
It's interesting.
Well, it seems
you're just happy to see somebody actually answering questions at the briefings.
Yeah. Did those, like, is it true that those went away for the last 4 years? They didn't do those. Was that a thing to do them every day?
They did, but just after COVID, they died way down. They stopped at some point.
It was sporadic at best, I think.
Okay. Because I do remember seeing the old press secretary. I remember seeing her face, but I, again, like, I have not, I'm 24, for anyone who doesn't know. Politics has not really been at the forefront of my mind until the last 2 years, probably. So I don't know the history of all this. I don't know what it used to be like.
Back in my day.
Okay.
True or false, you have killed a commercially rare / expensive plant.
Yes.
Now, I will say, I want to specify, I don't think the price of a plant dictates commercial rare. Well, I guess maybe it would dictate commercial rarity.
I like that.
Botanical rarity.
I like that as a phrase, commercially rare.
Yeah, commercially rare.
Yeah.
Because because rare is such a, people never know what rare is or isn't. I don't think I've ever owned a commercially rare. Well,
would you guys consider Raftophora decursiva? That's the only one that I can really think of that was like commercially rare. I mean, it's not though. It's not. It was, I don't think it'd be like $60 for it, and I did kill it eventually.
No, that's all I can think of. Commercially rare, like, are we talking about like sold at our local nursery or like big box store? Because stores don't.
I'm thinking plants like Monstera Albo, like hard to find. Monstera Albo, Thai Constellation, Pink Princess.
Gloriosa.
Yeah, I have. You have?
Well, yeah, because Rachel from Heart Shaped Leaves sent me an Albo. Although, it's not dead yet. It was a big, beautiful leaf. And it was her original leaf, like on her original elbow plant, like her very first leaf. And she sent it to me. She's like, good luck, because this thing's on its deathbed. Like, she was like straight up honest. And I was like, okay, I'm up for a challenge. The leaf died. Like, it died off. But I still have the wet stick in my prop box. And it does have a little tiny growth point. But I can't claim it to be alive, like, and like thriving just yet. But it's doing okay. It might be there. I don't know. We'll see.
I for sure have. So that's true for me. I killed a Melanochrysum. I don't know if it can be commercially rare, but I did get a Philodendron Ring of Fire from NSC Tropicals, and that thing declined quickly when I got it.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
But that was due to root rot that it had prior to me getting it.
What have they been up to? I have not seen a post from them. I haven't heard people talking about them.
Me neither.
I don't know.
Well,
I don't know what the scuttlebutt is.
I know. I need to go look around. I just haven't seen anyone talk about them, which I feel like I used to a lot. But, what plant was it that I killed? I thought of one. Oh, I killed an Anthurium clarinervium. Pretty sad. But I killed that one. I just did an update on my Green Spaces video, that unboxing. Oh. That's coming out tomorrow. So if you're listening to the pod, it's already out. But
when did that post? Oh, it's coming out tomorrow. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
She just fucking said that, Nicole.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's coming out tomorrow. So I finally decided to do an update on that. But yeah, that reminded me that I killed that clarinervium, which is sad.
That's really funny, because I just texted Pam, you know, our resident badass, Pam's Pretty Plants, and was like, hey, were you the one who did the first, like, Where Are They Now video? Because I wanted to give her credit, because I'm going to do a video, a Where Are They Now, on my first Thailand order, which is kind of funny, but you've already beat me to it. Because, like, I...
Do it still.
I'm going to, because I think it's fun to do, because, and the reason I'm doing that is because on my Instagram, I posted the photo of like the Hoya sunrise when I unboxed it, and then what it looks like today. And it made me think like, oh, I want to do more of these, like go back at my unboxings and say like, this is what it looked like when I unboxed it. And here we are today, because I think that's cool.
Yeah, that is. It's always fun. I love seeing those.
Okay, next up. True or false? A glass container is not the best or good for LECA. So glass without holes.
Glass without holes, like see-through glass, not colored glass.
Yeah, okay, so I'm taking this as like if you just had a vase or vase and you put LECA in it and shoved a plant in there, but there was no way to drain anything.
Yeah.
I say false. Like, it may not be your preference, but it's not good or bad for the plant. Like, if you take care of it, it'll do right. It'll do its thing.
Right. I have a couple plants that are in situations like that. I just do. And I just make sure that the bottom, the roots are just not all the way touching the bottom. And it pretty much works the same way. It's just the flushing it's a different process. Like, you have to completely rinse and flush it out. So it definitely makes it easier having the net pot. But if the question was in reference to like see-through glass containers, they're going to develop algae. So that's why I don't, always. That's why I don't use them. Yeah.
A lot of mine have algae.
Yeah.
I guess this works for non-LECA too. So Becca, you don't feel like you have to be silent here, because I think that there's a little bit of, you have to pay attention. So if the glass is beveled, or if it's like a vase shape where it has a narrow point, like you got to be careful, because even with, I've propagated plants in like flower vases that had like a small neck, and when the roots grew, I couldn't get it out. So you had to break it. And the same thing with LECA. So I guess it just kind of depends on what container you're using.
And it sucks because the narrow neck is the best for propagating, because then the plant doesn't fall in, but it can't be too narrow. You have to be careful. There's also like things you can buy, or you can put tape on the sides to hold up the plant. There's things you can do to hold it up.
Okay, true or false? You spend more on plant supplies than you do on actual plants.
True as of now.
I feel like that could possibly be true. Maybe. Yeah. I was thinking about this the other day. Yeah, I think in certain situations and times in my life, definitely true.
Mm-hmm. That's true for me now, for sure. Speaking of plant supplies, is Della Tank's The Big Bag sold out on Amazon?
As of right now, February 4th, it is sold out.
Okay.
And the Big Bag, the 16-ounce, not ounces. The 16-quart is. The others are still in stock, I believe, but I just talked to Shota yesterday, and, none of us were expecting the soil to be this popular. So it's a good thing, obviously.
Popular.
You're gonna be popular. That was horrible.
Sorry.
I just meant on my part, like, if you want to harmonize, just tell me next time, okay?
I don't know how.
He called me and they were just like trying to pack up orders and everything. Like, they just had a lot to pack up. Like, it sold out in a day or two. The big,
because people were waiting for it. I snoozed. But yeah. I was thinking about this the other day too, because I was trying to get the Big Bag of De La Tanks, because I know I'm going to have plants that I need to repot in the spring. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the lava stone that I use for my cactus and, like, to top off my plants. And then LECA nutrients. I'm almost up on my LECA nutrients. So, like, definitely spending more money on supplies now than on plants, because I'm not actively plant shopping. I haven't been, so.
I don't think I answered that, but I would probably say true right now, because I haven't really bought plants, but I have been buying supplies, so.
Mm-hmm.
True for me. True or false, you've returned a plant?
Never.
False.
I've never done it either.
No.
I feel like a lot of nurseries have a policy that you can't do that.
I would think.
But big box store, like Home Depot and Lowe's, you have like a year to return them. So like you literally could have a plant for 9 months and return it. Yeah.
Oh, come on. You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. But, you know, that might be good for, like, if someone's just trying to, like, dip their toe into the water and they're scared. Like, they could get a plant, see how it goes. If it doesn't, they can return it. But, yeah, I've never done that, though.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's interesting.
And I've had plenty of Home Depot and Lowe's plants die on me, but I've never thought about taking the container of dirt back.
I was going to say,
yeah,
take it back, be like, I'm going to take advantage of my return policy here.
I feel like I'd be embarrassed to do that.
Yeah.
Like, bring back a dead plant. Like, I'm returning this. Like, I'd be embarrassed. I don't know.
Or even an alive plant, because they're going to be like, okay, why are you returning this? It's not like it didn't fit in your space in your house or, like, it's broken.
I mean, I think if I found pests on it, I don't even know if I would return it then. I don't know. But now that we have masks, I can do it anonymously so it won't ruin my brand.
True. Your hair might give you away, though.
You're extremely tall and you have your hair. Like, they're going to know it's you.
Yeah, especially I can in your spot cloud you from sweater. A mile away.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't wear the cloud sweater.
True or false, worm castings are overrated.
False.
Yeah.
False. Worm shit is the poo.
Yeah.
Worm shit's the shit.
I think it's good stuff. I've never mixed it in, like, with my soil ever, but it's in the fertilizer that I use. So, and I have considered doing, like, a little worm farm with my composting. Ooh. So, yeah, I think it's totally cool.
I've mixed it in before. It's like this really tiny, grainy. I got a bucket of it back when I was pre-mixing my own soil before De La Tanks came around.
Same, yeah.
And it's like, it's nothing. The kids came in the kitchen and they're like, oh, making your own soil? What's that? And I was like, worm poop. They're like, what? Ew, you know? But yeah, I think it's beneficial.
I don't know. I guess it would be fun to take a deep dive to find out how they collect it or, like, how they figure that out. But, yeah, I've mixed it in mine. It actually kind of, when it dries out, when it gets, like, super dry, it kind of reminds me of, like, cocoa, like a very ground-down cocoa peat mix, consistency-wise and looks. But, yeah, I don't think it's overrated.
It would also be fun to do an experiment, like, same plant, same soil, one with worm castings, one without. And see how they do. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. Okay. True or false? You have a monthly plant budget.
False.
False.
Yeah, false here too.
If I was like not being a good spender, or let's say if I was being a bad spender, I definitely would give myself a budget. But I feel like I'm really good at knowing if it's a good time or a bad time for me financially. To do that. Yeah. So, I mean, that's how I am with most things. But I know that, you know, not everyone's in that situation, but I feel like I'm pretty good at spending or not spending if I can't.
Nicole, anything to add on that one?
No, I don't have a plant budget. I never have. I've just always kind of been like, oh, you know, I have a couple extra bucks. Let's go to the plant store. Or if a YouTube video made a certain amount of pennies, then I'm like, oh, cool, $10, let's go, you know?
Okay, we're reaching an hour now, but let's do a few more quick ones. True or false, plants can purify the air in your home?
I mean, true if the house is literally packed floor to ceiling with plants.
Yeah.
If not, then no, false.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with Nicole. It's false.
Yeah. I mean, it's scientifically proven that plants do purify air, but the amount that you would need to have, like, a purified air home is just, you wouldn't be able to do that with a collection, even as big as ours.
Yeah.
Last one. I've avoided the LECA ones because, first of all, you hurt my feelings, people. But second of all...
A lot of LECA haters out there.
Yeah. Okay, true or false? LECA is just as much a pain to deal with as a soil mix, just in a different way. True. I'd say
consider,
true.
I mean, true, but I don't consider it a pain. Like, I don't consider soil or LECA a pain. It's just a preference.
True. Yeah, in either case, you're going to be doing some work, but... Oh, I don't want to end on that one, though, because Becca doesn't really have an opinion. So let's find another one.
Okay.
Okay. Last one. True or false? All plants need fertilizer.
True.
How often depends on the plant, but all what plants kind? Do need it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, again, I'll say this. Can you live off of water only? No. You're going to have some nutrients. I can. So.
Mm-hmm. It's my new diet, Adam. Don't knock it till you try it.
I can live off water only as long as it's distilled in grain and it comes out as bourbon.
There you go.
And you need a salty treat, because if you just drink water, you will do something bad to your body. You know, you guys know how that happens with hiking? Are you supposed to have like a salty treat when you hike?
Oh, no,
I didn't.
Yeah, like, because people, let's say, for example, maybe this is an Arizona kid thing that I know this, but like a bunch of people hike in the Grand Canyon and they only bring water and they're not like thinking about the fact that they need something else, because the like the salt in your body is being sweat out, so you need to replenish it. So like you could replenish it by drinking like a Gatorade or whatever, but usually it's just like if you have like nuts. back to the nuts
bring your neighborhood squirrel with you on your hike.
Yeah,
you'll be fine.
And so anytime I ever go hiking, I make sure that I have like trail mix. That's why it's called trail mix, you guys.
Yeah, look at that.
That Mind was the sound blown. Of my head exploding.
Yeah,
that is so cool.
Yeah, you gotta have that salty. I love salty snacks. Are you guys like sweet or salty?
Salty.
I'm sweet. Yeah. But I kind of like the mix. There's a trail mix at Trader Joe's that's like one of my favorite. It has like candied pineapple and some other stuff in it. I can't remember the name of it, but it's like, you know, it's got some sweet and salt.
Yeah.
I've always been a salty person. Like chips were my thing when I was a kid, as opposed to candy. Like I would prefer chips.
Yeah.
That's why Halloween I was like, give me the Lay's chips, man.
I love the salty stuff. Like, I really do. I grew up, I loved pickles. I always brought a pickle to lunch. I love it. But I am, of course, like, if I could choose between, like, chocolate and chips, I'm going to choose the chips.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's, like, chocolate. Valentine's chocolate. Ooh. Is it Valentine's week? That was last week.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was probably last week on the pod.
Yeah.
We haven't had Valentine's Day yet. Do you guys like have any Valentine's traditions?
Absolutely not.
No.
We do nothing.
Very cool.
So romantic.
Well,
Nicole likes to pour some sugar on me and start whipping the hair back and forth. So I've heard.
How do you know?
She just can't say that because it's explicit. So,
what about you, Becca? I know that you love Valentine's Day, and your nails currently are painted.
There, she's ready. She is ready.
I'm ready for Valentine's Day.
She had a beret on at the beginning of this.
My mic keeps falling down. Sorry for editing, Adam. Loud noises. Okay, so we don't really have like crazy traditions, but we just make a heart-shaped pizza every year.
Oh my God, that's
a tradition.
Cute.
That's cute. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. We've done it for 3 years. This will be our fourth year. Wait, this will be our third year doing it. Because the first year, we met in April, so we couldn't do it then. But yeah, we did it every year after that we were able to.
I usually get flowers, but I don't know where, like... Yeah, grocery store. I don't know.
That was my thing, is like, I do love flowers, but it always feels like... When you buy them on Valentine's Day, you just kind of always feel like, ugh, I'm like one of everybody else who's buying flowers on Valentine's Day, but you can't really buy flowers before, you know?
Right.
You're such a four.
I know. I really am.
That is the most four thing. Everyone
like,
else
I would
is buying,
be buying flowers. Like, I don't just buy them on Valentine's Day, but then you feel like you have to always buy them on Valentine's Day regardless. So, I don't know.
Since I started getting into plants, though, he switched from getting me, like, a dozen roses to an actual plant, which I could appreciate.
Yeah.
But now his excuse is, you have every plant. Like, I'm like, oh, no, true. I don't. Ask me for my wish list, sir.
My favorite thing about doing this podcast with two straight cis women is that you don't get to experience the things that some of us do in the gay community. Like, you can give little chocolates that look like little buttholes for Valentine's Day.
Oh my God. That sounds like a tradition I'd love to do.
You give that to your partner, or like you just pass it around the community?
No, I've seen them like advertised. I've actually never bought them, but I'm sure my advertisements are way different than both of yours. But I don't know. I don't know how they're made or why, but I have seen them as like little Valentine's Day candies.
Oh, well, now that you talked about it, you're going to get the ads for it.
Yeah.
So you can share them with us.
Yeah, send
me
a
little
link.
Chocolate starfish.
Gross.
Okay, sorry.
Could you get one like custom?
Oh, I don't know. A I don't mold. Think I can hold my legs up that long.
You no, just make no, a mold no. And then you go from there. Because you've made, you know, you're familiar with molds.
Yeah. Mold making. Candles.
Oh my God. It just has to go there, doesn't it? So,
but no, yeah, Valentine's Day, I don't really have any traditions either, like, that I can think of. But I like the heart-shaped pizza thing. That's cute.
That is really cute.
It's fun.
I usually like to get new underwear on Valentine's Day.
Oh, just spice it up.
Spice it up with new undies.
That's fun. I have to get all new underwear because Cooper chewed holes in all my underwear.
Oh, no. Oh. Coopy likes the poopy.
It's not poopy.
Oh my gosh. This is a thing though. Dogs really go after female underwear and possibly products to help with menstruation.
Yeah,
dogs
it's
just
really
like
weird.
Go wild for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's like our strongest smell. It's like flattering. But it's disgusting.
It is disgusting. We throw our clothes like straight into the washing machine, so there's no time for them to get to anything.
Oh, we do this.
We have our tradition with our laundry.
As I'm in this closet looking at like an overflowing pile of laundry.
Same. I have stuff all over the floor. No, but I did start like the rest of my clothes are on the floor, but the underwear goes straight into the hamper. And he will sit there, like, with his head up in the air, like, sniffing. Because I just know that he found it. And I'm like, this is so disgusting. So gross. Like, oh, no. Man. Leo loves socks. Cooper loves underwear. So now I have to buy new underwear. Which is so annoying.
Everybody like, has their kinks.
Everybody has their kinks. That's the one thing that I really hate buying is underwear. It's so expensive for what, you know? It's the tiniest piece of cloth.
It really is. Like, come on. You can make your own, Becca. That's what you should do for Valentine's Day.
I did make my own underwear once, but I made it too narrow on the part, you know? So it just, like, just goes up. I'm like, I'm never doing this again.
Look at my magical disappearing underwear.
Like, it just, like, okay. I get, like, a front wedgie, like, immediately. And I'm like, oh, back to the drawing board. But it was really easy. It's just, like, dang it.
Again, you guys hate buying underwear, but as a little closeted gay boy, the underwear aisle in Walmart was, like, my favorite place to go.
That
because all of the pictures are like half naked men.
Oh yeah,
I thought you meant
the
women's underwear.
No,
that makes me uncomfortable that they're all half naked. I don't like that.
Not me.
You gotta show off the underwear. You gotta have models.
Look, audience, if you have a young child, a son that is meandering in the underwear aisle, the men's underwear aisle,
lingering.
Then just like tell them you'll love them anyway and let them do their thing.
Exactly. You're like, I'm going to be in the linen department. You want to hang out in the undie department, sweetie?
Oh, bless you, Haynes. Bless you, Haynes.
Bless them. They're really doing the work.
They're really doing the most. That's it for our podcast today.
That ended on a great note. Cool.
Yeah. So, how do we do this? Oh, Don't forget to follow us on Instagram.
Yeah.
Individually, Not Dude, De La Plants, My Clean Leaves, and then also together at Potted Together, which we mentioned at the front of the episode.
Yep.
And YouTube. We had put out a YouTube video on our plant chores. If you have any YouTube suggestions, any videos you'd like to see from us, let us know. Send us a message. Comment on a post. And we'll make it happen.
Yeah, that would be great. Because it's sometimes hard when we're in three different locations to try to figure out like what we can do, what we should do. So that would be good. And lastly, if you're listening to this on Apple or another podcast company listener where you can give us a review, make sure you do that and share with a planty friend. Mm-hmm. And I think that's it. I think we covered the bases there, right?
Yep.
We covered a lot of bases.
Okay. Well, bye.
Bye, guys.
Have a great rest of your day. And
no, you hang up first.
We'll see you.
No, you hang up first.
No, you hang up. We'll see you next week,
guys.
I'm
going to hang up. I was never that person. Bye.
Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.